Yeah, Amuka. This is a very big sugi in Shas. So much of this in Shulchan Aruch and Choshem Nishpat, Lamed Vav, Lamed Ches. We're just trying to learn a little bit more Rashi Tosis, maybe a little Rishonim, but just try to understand this inyan. We're introduced in the Mishnah to this very incredible, profound halacha, detailed halacha. Nimtza Echem Em Karvo Pasli Dusim B'Teila. Hekish of Shlosha L'Shnayim, Machokis in the Mishnah, as we know, Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, whether this halacha applies also by Dini Mamonis, only by Dini Nefashos. We discussed yesterday the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi, who differentiates, Rabbi disagrees. This is one of the various rushes mentioned in the Mishnah with regard to the Lashna Pasuk of Shnei Edim, or Shnayim Edim, or Shlosha Edim, Yumas Ameis. The Mishnah learns out, first of all, the halacha of Shnayim Amazim Shlosha and Shnayim Amazim Meya. That's the first halacha. The other halacha of Einasim Zomer Shiyazumu Kulam, not just like by Shnayim, you have to imazim both, so too you have to imazim all the Edim, otherwise there will be no carrying out of Pasha Zomam. Rabbi Akiva has another drasha from the fact that Torah is Mefarid Shlosha, maybe it's from the Hekesh, maybe it's from the fact that Torah is Mefarid Shlosha, that the Nitfal Obi Avera is getting the ownership of the Avera. And we have the last Rasha of Rabbi Akiva of Nimsa Karbo Pasu, Idusim Detela, that just as by Shnayim, so too by Shlosha. Comes the Gemara with a statement of Rava. It's not exactly precisely clear what Rava was directing his statement to, and this we're going to have to see the discussion in the Rishonim, Tosus and Rashi. Amar Rava, Vahu, Sheheidu, Kulam, Betoch Kidei Dibur. So Rava is directing himself to the Mishnah and some din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about them being considered to be one cut of Edim. The status of being one cut of Edim, again, has to do with really the last three dinim of the Mishnah. The idea that you have to be mazim the entire cut, Ashiyazum Ukulan. Also the din of Rabbi Akiva, of Nitfal Obi Avera, that the one who came, that without him there would have already been enough to condemn and to punish the Nidon. Nevertheless, he tags along and he'll also get punished with Kasha Zaman. So that's also the idea that the Tkat includes that person as well. And we have the din of Nimsa Karbo Pasul Edusan Betela, that everybody is interlocked, and if one person of the one aid of the Kat is Pasul, everybody is no longer to be accepted as Edus. So Rava tells us the halacha is they have to be made the toch kidei dibur. They have to be within that span of time of toch kidei dibur. Amalei ravacha midifte guravina mechdi. Let's consider this. Toch kidei dibur heichidami. What does toch kidei dibur always mean? Kadesh elas tamal rav. That's the amount of time it takes to say shamalach rabbi, shamalach rabbi umori, a certain few words, which takes a few seconds. But the Mishnah talks about the halacha being one kat, afilu meya. That was the drasha of Eidin. Minayin afilu meya. Wait a second, meya tuva hav. You're talking about meya, meya Eidim to be meyid. Obviously, we're talking about way over the time of toch kidei dibur. How could you say that all of them, including the 100 Eidim, were all within the window of toch kidei dibur? That was the question of Ravina. Amalei, what he means is as follows. This is what Rava means. Kol chad v'chad v'toch kidei dibur shel chavero. Doesn't mean that all of the 100 have to be within that window of toch kidei dibur. It means that to be mitzurf to the kat, you have to be within that span of time of the previous edus, of the aid that came before you. And that links you to one before, and mela, you're linked to everybody that came before him. In other words, so as long as you are within the dibur of the previous hagadas edus, you are therefore part of the kat, and that's what Rava would require for viewing it as one kat. But Gabi, what did Rava say this? Ugabi, what did Rava say? Lashon Rashi. For who she'idu kulam b'toch kidei dibur. This idea, by the way, obviously is important in its own way. The idea that toch kidei dibur, kidibur, and Ugabi Hagadas Edus, and so on. Tosus and Ksuvus and Daf Lamed Gimel mentions this Gemara in connection to the idea that he calls a super osa inyan. As long as you're involved with a particular matter, that's considered to be still the chalos has not been completed, and so on. So this is a, in terms of toch kidei dibur, it's an important idea. That's why it doesn't matter that the entire 100 Edim were kidei dibur. They weren't. But as long as everyone is involved with Hagadas Edus, and each aid is shayach to the one before him, so that's called a sukkim bo'sa inyan. So everybody is somehow linked through that. Because As long as you're linked to the person before you, and he was linked to the one before him, that's called a sukkah ba'usa inyan. It's all considered to be one haggadah, if you will, that they're all sort of unified. Okay. Gabi, what did Rava establish this requirement? So Rashi says, V'hu she'idu kulan b'toch k'dei dibur, chasam ka'amra masnishin mea kishnayim. That's when we say, Rashi says, that 100 is viewed as if it's 2. Avo, what does Rashi mean by quoting Me'er Kishnayim? It's interesting. The Lashon Me'er Kishnayim, or you might want to put it the other way, Trei Kameya, we were using that phrase regarding what? Regarding which part of the Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah, the din of Shnayim Azim and Shlosh, or Shnayim Azim and Me'ya. Heard that idea, hard to know what that would mean with Rava. What would that mean? I mean, Rava's halacha tochid edibur, how would that relate to that? First Rashi. Rashi maybe just borrowing the phrase. I know Achronim are noting this point. It could just be Rashi means Me'er Kishnayim, the idea that the entire kat is considered one kat. In other words, not like the kat of Shnayim is its own kat, and then the other 98 are separated from them. No, if it's Me'ya, then the halachas that bind together the Me'ya are the same as if it would be Shnayim. They are all like one. That's Rashi just using the Lashon, Me'ya Kishnayim. He doesn't mean the first din of the Mishnah. I mean, even though, again, the word Trei Kameh, the expression Trei Kameh that the Ritva invoked in connection to the first din, that was a Lashon of the Gemara in other places, Trei Kameh. But Rashi didn't say it didn't have to mean that particular din of the Mishnah. Pashtas Rashi is not referring to that, he's referring to what comes afterwards. Now, what comes afterwards, we know. There's the din of Ad Shiyazumu Kulan, Rav Shimon's Drasha. Then you have Rabbi Akiva, who says, Nitfal Ovi Avera Ka Ovi Avera. And then you have Rabbi Akiva, Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasu Yudusim Betela, that they all consider one cut. So Rashi says, Hasam, but with Kuan K'toch De Divor, then Hasam Kamra Masnisin Me'er Kishnayim, that they're all considered like what, like they're all within that same kat. They're all one kat of Aden, a kat of Me'er is like a kat of Shnayim, they're all one. Aval in Me'idu HaShnayim, let's say you had the two Aden who testified. U'achaz Man He'idu HaAcherim. And after a period of Kedei Dibur, sometime later, the other 98 Aden testified. So then, Harehen Kishte Kitos. Then they're considered to be not one integrated kat. It's not Me'er Kishnayim that they're all one kat of Me'er. But now you have the kat of Shnayim. And you have another kat of 98. Rashi adds two more words. L'chol Dava. L'chol Dava is a Lashon that Tosis is going to jump on. And Rashi seems to say that this is a halacha for every issue that's mentioned in the Mishnah. L'chol Dava. We'll have to see what the implications are of this. Just to see one more Rashi, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, what does it mean? Says Gemara, Hischil Lahoy B'Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Siyumo Shel Chavero. You don't need to have it, the entire Haggadah of everybody to be within Kedei Dibur, just need everyone to be within Kedei Dibur of the other one's conclusion. Meanwhile, we have the Lashon of L'chol Davar. So again, L'chora, what do we have in this L'chol Davar? We have the din of Ad Shiyazumu Kulan. That we'll see everybody agrees to. We have the Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasul, which is what Tosfos sees in Rashi by saying L'chol Davar, Rashi is including that halacha, and that's what Tosfos is going to disagree with. What Tosfos did not address in any way is the middle, you might say, the one that's mentioned, Rabbi Akiva, Nitfa Ovi Avera. But we did see a discussion of this in Tosfos and Daf Tes and Sanhedrin, if you remember. Part of the question of what Rabbi Akiva is trying to say when he comments on Rav Shimon, Lo ba kasav lahakel el hachmir, in responding to Rav Shimon's drasha of mash shnayim ad shiyazumu shneim af shlosha ad shiyushlash nezomimin and minana fil meit hamom eidim, Rabbi Akiva's words in response are Lo ba shish lahakel el hachmir. And he goes on to say that the idea of the Shlishi being punished just as those who came before him, Nitfal Ovi Avera. So what exactly is Rabbi Akiva doing when he says this? Is he arguing Rav Shimon? In what way is he arguing? This is what we discussed, if you remember. And if you remember then, we already noticed one of the possibilities mentioned by Tosfos there and also the Ritva here, was that Rabbi Akiva was actually arguing on Rav Shimon. In what regard? That, again, let's maybe chazer up what else we saw. What did we say? According to Rashi, what is the pshat? Rabbi Akiva argues and doesn't argue? No argument. It's a question of whether the pasuk is necessary to teach me dinei sabukula, and Rabbi Akiva says a misvara, Shimon gets it from the drush. Good. That's Rashi. The Lashon HaRitva, mashmoz dor shenika beinai. But then we had another suggestion that Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, which is what he really seems to go with, the lo kerashi, that Rabbi Akiva argues on the din of Rav Shimon, that Rabbi Akiva holds if you mazim shnayim out of the larger kat, then you can give them the onus of kasha zamnam. You don't have to mazim the entire kat. He argues. Okay, and then you had another possibility that Tosfos mentions, but he rejects it in the end. The Ritva doesn't reject it. And that is what obviously relates to this statement of Rav. Rav's comment was, you need everything to be Kedei Dibur, meaning everyone to the Kedei Dibur of the previous Eidus, the ending of the previous Eidus. Tosfos suggests that Rav Akiva wants to say that there's a din of Nitfal Ovi Avera, even if this person testified when? Toch or Acher Kedei Dibur? Acher Kedei Dibur. And he'll still get punished with the onus of Kasha Zaman because of what label? What is he considered? A Nitfal Ovi Avera. That's why we call him a Nitfal. Tosfos seems to think that if he were Kedei Dibur, then the word would be a stronger word. It's not a Nitfal. He's Mimela, he's part of the, he's an Osi Adover. Be a Nitfal means Lamaisa, he mamish didn't have to, his mamish not part of that. He came after Kedei Dibur. So that's where Rav Shimon would disagree, and Rav Akiva would be coming to say this Chumrah. According to this understanding of Rav Akiva, that he's coming to argue on Rav Shimon in terms of the din of Nitfal, that even Lacha Kedei Dibur is also going to make him Chayim, then obviously then Rav's statement would clearly not be discussing, at least Lufi Shittas of Akiva, would not be discussing the din of Nitfal. To the contrary, the din of Nitfal is even Lacha Kedei Dibur. Tosfos' silence over here might perhaps imply that he stays clear of that, because that maybe could be in a chanami. You need, it could be Lacha Kedei Dibur. Lamaisa Tosfos at the end doesn't like this pshat. What doesn't he like the pshat? Because Tosfos says, if you're going to consider him to be a Nitfal and you chayiv him kasha zamam, the punishment, Lacha Kedei Dibur, based on the Hekish, so why wouldn't you also use the Hekish for the din of Achizim Ukulan to also apply that to somebody who testified even Lacha Kedei Dibur? And that clearly is not so, because that's clearly what Rava is saying. The Nimsa, the Karakovo Pasa, we'll see how Tosfos argues in Rashi. But what's clearly, nobody seems to dispute, is that Rava's words are clearly directed to the din of Achiyazim Mukulan. But Tosfos asks, why should it be when it comes to the din of Nitfal that you don't have to be Toch Kedei Dibur? And it's still part of the Hekish. Tosfos sees it as part of the Hekish. That's how you get this Hadina Nitfal. We weren't sure. It could be from the fact that Torah says Shlishi, but Tosfos is mashma from the Hekish. And when the other halacha that we learned from the Hekish of Ashizim Ukulan is limited to Toch Kedei Dibur. That was Tosfos' rejection, therefore, of this Pshat. Ritva, perhaps, who doesn't reject it, would think that there's a difference in Svara. The din of Ashizim Ukulan, we understand, has to be Toch Kedei Dibur, like Rava tells us. That's in terms of that halacha, that you couldn't say that he's going to prevent us from doing kasha zamam on the other two if he came lacha kedei dibur, because he's totally not part of the kat. But to mechayev him as a nitfal, that could have been even lacha kedei dibur. That wouldn't have been a problem for the ritva. Lemaisa, in here, in our Tosfos by us, you don't have any direct comment on why, whether Rav is speaking to the din of nitfal, but where do we see an indication that it could speak to the din of nitfal? Where do we see it? On the das? Not in Tosfos, not in Rashi explicitly, but where? Ben Hananel. Ben Hananel's comments on this statement make it clear that Rava would be discussing the din of Nitfal. What's the Lashon of Ben Hananel? I have to find it. Sometimes it goes off to a different daf. V'ukimna, depending on your particular Gemara, if it's on the top or on the bottom. V'ukimna, no. Yeah. Yeah, but Kim no mas nisan. Hear this. Yeah, okay. Again, it didn't. My gemara at home, it was earlier on the Amud. Okay, but Kim no mas nisan bisman she. What is he saying? Bisman. The kuf min meya kulan kol echad mehen heyid betoch de dibur shel chaveiro. The kain melon toch de dibur ki dibur dami. Because it was all kedidib, one of the other, it's as if they said the edus at once, and therefore here's his giveaway. The einam yechon achronim lomar kerishonim hen shechivuhu v'anachno lo asinu klum. What does that mean? And therefore the other ones, because they were all saying it within the kedidib of the previous ones, they can't make a claim that the ones who are machayvim are the earlier ones. Because you already had enough to mechayim, v'anachna lo asinu klum. That sounds like, that doesn't say mamish be black on white, but it's kemat. What does he mean? V'anachna lo asinu klum, meaning what? And therefore what? If lo asinu klum, then therefore, why should he mechayim us? What do you mean lo asinu klum? Meaning what? So they want to hide behind that time and not to be punished. So it sounds like Rabbi Chanan is trying to understand Rava as relating to the halacha of nitfal obyaber, which again, could very well be, although it's not mentioned in Rashi. Rashi could be alluding to it by saying l'chol davar. L'chol davar means everything in the Mishnah. Tosis doesn't directly tell us, but there is the other Tosis that suggests possibly that Hidavka did not speak about that, because that's where Rabbi Akiva is coming to be machmir and argue on Rav Shimon. So this is the cheshbonus that we already touched on, but we hadn't seen Rava yet. Now we understand we have to figure out where that din of nitfal fits within the statement of Rav. But the real avodah for us right now is to get into the Tosis in terms of the question of Nimsa Karvel Pasul, as far as what Rashi is mashma and as far as what Tosis is going to hold. Questions? Yeah.
Why do we see that it's talking about Nidval? Isn't it just like the regular loss of Tokidei?
The point is this, that you want to know whether they're all considered to be one Kat of Edom. Why is it relevant if they're one Kat of Edom or not, these 100? It's relevant for a couple of possible halachas in the Mishnah. One of those halachas is that we would say that we can punish even someone who, without him, we would have already been able to carry out the onesh of, against the person. But nevertheless, since he's still coming, he's viewed as part of the kat. Rashi says he's also mekayim yadavar, so he gets punished as well, even though without him it could have been done also. So that could be what Rav is saying. When is that true? That we will punish him ka'ovri avera, when he was made tol k'dei dibur shel chavero, so therefore he's becoming part of the kat. According to one pshat, Tosfos Sanhedrin, according to one pshat, the Ritva here, to the contrary, Rabbi Akiva's halacha of nitfal is dafka telling me, even if he was not k'dei dibur, he's still going to be punished because he's called a nitfal. Again, that's those unique pshatim in Rabbi Akiva. If you don't go with that pshat, and what you see in the Rach for sure, is that Rava's certainly speaking to that halacha as well. He's caught in nitfal, but it's only when he's tokidei dibur shel chavero that he can now be branded a nitfal to the extent that he gets punished. If he's not kidei dibur, then he's less than a nitfal. Then he's not even shach to the kach. Okay. But what does Tosis folk? What is Tosis' main focus, though, when he zeroes in on Rashi? Zok Tosis, Amar Rava, v'hu she'idu kula b'toch k'dei dibur. Now he quotes Rashi. Perush akuntris ubaha ka'amra masnisim d'me'a kishnayim. That's when we say in the Mishnah that 100 is like 2. They're all considered one entity. Avom he'idu ashnayim. And after the time elapses of kedei dibur, then you have the rest that are testifying. Those are the words of Rashi. L'chol davar, for all in all respects. The Tosfos Medayik and Rashi. Mashma. Dekoyi af le'inyan karav opasim. Again, Tosfos skips over. Interesting that the nitfal issue. And again, we noted that could depend on how you read Rabbi Akiva. But Tosis clearly sees in Rashi, l'chol davar, that the din of nimsa karvo pasul would be dependent on the fact that they were all viewed as one kat because of the edus of all of them being within the dibur of the previous edus. Tosis now takes issue with Rashi. The kasha, Fektosis on Rashi, the hamashma b'samach, we're going to see later on this amud, the inyan din, the karbo pasul, eino taloi b'hada b'tochi de dibur. The halacha that nimsa echad karbo pasul does not depend on saying edus tochi de dibur. Ela b'ri'as maisa, and here you have a mashabi magia slightly, the Russian. Here it says b'ri'as maisa gomra edusan. What they bring from the Masha is, what does he say? Ela diri'as maisa, and not gomra, but garma edusan. So how would we translate it, therefore? That it's not tohi nada tochi de dibur, but what? The ri'as maisa, seeing it, garma edusan, that's what triggers, that's what causes the edus. Af ki yeidu achatoki de dibur. In other words, what's significant is not the edus could be achatoki de dibur, but what's significant is that there was a re'ia, and that's what, according to Mashal's Gisa, garma edusan, that's what contributes to their edus. How do we know that from the Gemara B'Samach? Tosis quotes a Lashna Gemara, and the Gemara asked the Kasha, Behemshacha Amud, the Ka'amar Harug Yatsil. Okay, obviously we didn't ruin the Gemara, but we should at least, in the stomach you took a peek, I imagine, if you went to Tosis, you had to have taken a peek at the Gemara. That's not the way to learn otherwise. You have to see what Tosis is quoting. So Lamaisa, it's not so simple at all, because of what the Gemara answers to that Kasha. But there is a Kasha, the Gemara asks, a few lines down, what exactly is this kasha? A person is a victim of a murder, nebuch. So we obviously are going to be able to kill them with seach al pishnayim edim yumasames, right? So if two edim would testify that this person killed somebody else, so we'd be able to kill the person with seach based on the edus. But in fact, the Gemara, Harug Yatzil. What is this kasha Harug Yatzil? So as Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha, again, we're not learning it in depth right now, but just to understand what was being quoted here by Tosfos. The kasha, as Rashi explains, is according to Rabbi Yossi. If you remember, the Mishnah states a machokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, but there's really two things, as Rashi understands it, that they're arguing about. One thing that we focused on yesterday is Rabbi Yossi takes the dinim tzal karvo pasul and limits it to where? The dinay. The Fasho, the Rebbe says, even by mamans. There's another machlokas that also, according to Rashi, is part of the Mishnah. Namely, what Rebbe goes on to say, that even by din nefashos, that we both agree that it's a din nifta karvo pasul, but Rebbe says it's not always going to be so, because it depends on whether there was a kavana lahaid. This man shehisru behen, then you can say the din nimsa karvo pasul. Hisru behen, if they gave us, obviously you know that they intend to go and testify that they warned the person and so on. But lo hisru behen, which means there was no kavana lahayit, then there would be no din nimsa karvo pasul. That's Shitas Rebbe. However, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Yossi, even though on the one hand he's more limiting in applying the rule nimsa karvo pasul only to the nefashos, but when he does apply it, he's not as limiting. He says it doesn't matter whether hisru lo hisru, it doesn't matter what kibnu lo hai lo kibnu lo hai. The Gemara's kasha, Rashi explains, is within Rabbi Yossi. If you hold that even below hisru, shalon is kavin lo hai, we also say nimsa karvo pasul v'dusim v'teila. So then the Gemara asks, so every case of ritzicha, you cannot be able to put the ritzicha to death based on edim, because it should be a problem of nimsa echad mehem karvo pasul. Who's the karbo pasul? The harug. Again, what's the nature of the psul of the harug that we have to talk about? Baldin, other possibilities. But a harug himself is not kosher lahoy. Tosis says Rashi's mashba, he's a baldin, he's a baldover. So what are we asking? The Gemara is asking that the harug, who's a baldover, who's pasul lahoyed, should now spoil it for all the other edim who want to testify on this act of murder. So what does Tosis want by bringing this Gemara? So how could Rashi be suggesting that the halacha of Nitzakarvo Pasul Yudusim B'Teila, is requiring us to have all the Eidim testify Echad B'toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chavero. And that's what Rabbi is going on, L'chol Davar. If, after all, you see that the din in Nisa Karvo Pasol is not Toli B'Hadah at all, B'toch Kedei Dibur. The Ri'as Naisa, or the Ri'as Naisa, Garma Idusan, Af Ki He'idu Echad B'toch Kedei Dibur. After all, Harag Yatzil, Harag is not coming to Beis Din. Harag was the victim of the murder in Zel, and that was it. And we want that to be enough to passel the other Edim who saw the murder. He's not coming to Beis Din. He certainly wasn't made Toch Kedei Dibur. He wasn't made at all. So that's Tosfos' problem on Rashi. But why do all the Achronim go up in arms on this Kasha, who are Sari and others? Why? Because that Kasha, the Gemara, and the Mashal later also is omitted on this point. That very same Gemara gives a teretz to the Kasha. Now, what's pshat in the teretz is a whole other shayla. But what is the word for the Gemara? Amalei, the Mamash HaSugya. But just to look at the words, Amalei, Yakum Davar. The Mekayme Davar, Kasub Medavar. The Mekayme Davar, Kasub Medavar. What does that mean? So, there is a pshat that we're going to see again, the Hemshecha Amud with Tosfos. Tosfos makes clear that what the Gemara is saying, in effect, is that you can only have the problem of Nimsa Karbo Pasul if you have an Eid HaMeid, not just an Eid HaRoah. The Mekayme Davar means he's going to come to Beis Din to testify. Okay. So it comes out that even though the Gemara had a Kasha Haragatzil, and according to the Gemara's premise, within the premise of Gemara's Kasha, it's obvious that the Din Nimsa Karvo Pasul does not require Haggad of the Beis Din Toch Kedei Dibur, because it doesn't require Haggad Beis Din at all. But that's all the Kasha of the Gemara. When the Gemara gives the teretz that you have to have an aid that's coming to Beis Din, so now already, everything should change. Now the whole picture changes. So now we have every reason to now argue that the Haggad of the Beis Din, for it to be viewed as one kat, to say Nimsa Karvo Pasul, it has to be within Kedei Dibur of the previous aid. So what's Tosfos asking on Rashi? Tosfos himself knows the Gemara is going to give a teretz to that kasha. He's quoting the Gemara, and Tosfos himself learns the Gemara's teretz, the Mekayim Medavar Kasub Medavar, that you only say the problem is the Karvel Pasul is Mitela if the person who's a Karvel Pasul ends up doing what? Ends up being a Mekayim Davar, meaning ends up coming to Beis. And that's where Harug is not going to be a spoiler for the Eidus of the Ritzicha, because he doesn't come to Beis. Okay, so then what's Tosfos asking a Rashi? So, Lemaisa, we're not learning anymore later, we'll have to see. For now, let's just keep it simple, okay? It's not going to be simple, but for now we'll keep it simple, okay? Possibly, Tosfos was asking, not Lefi his own pshat of later, but his pshat is not the only pshat. It doesn't seem necessarily that Rashi learns pshat that way. So, Lefi Darko Shel Rashi, and the Gemara later, you don't see this yusod that we just said, that it has to be that they're coming to Beis Din, in which case the kasha is valid kasha, because nothing changed in the teretz in this regard. You don't have to, you know, whatever that mekayim davar kasav means, it doesn't mean that say what Tosfos says. That's only one among many perushim. That's the first thought. But I don't know you have to say that necessarily, because lemaisa, even according to the pshat that I just told you, mekayim davar kasav means you have to come to Beis Din. But it doesn't say in that teretz that they have to be Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chaver. We're injecting that into the Gemara's teretz. It could be Tosfos is trying to suggest the following. Inasmuch as you see from the Gemara's kasha that the din of Nisa Karvo Pasul doesn't need Haggad the Beis Din, period, let alone Toch Kedei Dibur. So even after the Gemara's teretz, we're not going to make a 180 degree turn, we'll just have to tweak as much as we have to tweak. All the Gemara is saying is, that you have to have Haggadah Bebeisin. But this that you don't need Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur, that you see from the question already in the Gemara. So, the Mega, that means a Kasha Rashi, that Nimsa Echad Karo Pasul does not need Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, you need Haggadah Bebeisin, I grant you that, that's the Gemara's Teretz. But more than that, I don't see in the Gemara. So therefore, Tosis feels compelled to ask the Kashan Rashi, even Lashita Sam, and how he understands the Gemara later, in the Teretz of the Gemara. Because this much, Tosis feels, shouldn't change. To the extent that we have something to change, we change. So the Harug is not going to work to Paso because he doesn't come to Beis Din. But someone who comes to Beis Din and is made L'acha K'dei Dibur of the previous Edim, as far as that issue is concerned, we're still within the framework of what we thought in the Kasha. The fact that the Kasha would take on the assumption that you don't need to be made Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chavero to create the Psul of Nimsa Karbo Pasul. So the only thing we're changing is to say, no, it has to be an Eid HaMeid. But to say that, therefore, the God that has to be Toch Kedei Dibur, that already we're not going to necessarily assume. Okay, obviously this sounds very speculative, but obviously, we have to wait more for the Gemara to look more carefully. L'maisa Tosis took the Gemara's Kasha that appears further down the Amud as the thrust of his Kasha and Rashi. Maybe Tosis wanted Rava to shtim even within the Gemara's Havmina of later, because Rava is put on the Amud before the Gemara's Kasha of later. I mean, all possibilities. Tosis felt it's Dover borrowed to Tosfos that the din of Nimsa Karbo Pasul Dusim B'Teila should not have associated with it the requirement of Haggadah Achas Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chaver. Again, the marker he brings requires more thought because of the fact that the Gemara does give a teretz to that kasha, which may change the whole equation, but Tosfos didn't seem to be bothered by that point. That's all we need to know at this point. So that's one issue, one akuda that we should be aware of. Questions? Yeah.
What about Nirva Yatze? He can come in.
No.
So he can come in and give Vedas. So a dead guy can't, but a Nirva can.
Gemara gives another teretz. Gemara gives a different teretz to that. So what are you asking? In a chanami. But Tosis needed to bring a Gemara that shows that you don't need a God of the Beis Din, let alone a God of Toch Kedei Dibur. So he picked Harug Yatzir because Harug is not coming to Beis Din. Nirva Yatzir is another kasha. The Gemara asked that, and Gemara answers what it answers. That's not relevant to our point. That was Tosus just wanted to show you from the kasha Harug Yatzir, it's muchach, that the din Nimsa Karbo Pasul Teila should not be dependent on Haggadah Ke'echad, Haggadah Achas, because Harug is not being made at all. That's the kasha. Our problem, the Achronim's problem, is yeah, but the Gemara does give a teretz. Which ultimately goes back to the original Kasha too. That Teretz is coming to answer everything. Once we get that Teretz on the screen, so now everything changes from before perhaps. Tosis didn't think so. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say that right away, but the Gemara does ultimately come back to that Yisod. That Yisod, L'chora, does tell us we need to be coming to Beis Din. Again, it's not the immediate answer, but it's the answer that ultimately changes the picture. So once you have that Teretz, that's brought into the Gemara again, then L'chora, maybe you should require Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur. So we're saying, no, Tosis didn't think that much would change. Okay. So let's see again in the Tosis. So Tosis is therefore arguing on Rashi. According to Tosis, the din of Rava would not be relating to the halacha of the Mishnah Mitzvah Karbo Pasul. When it comes to that halacha, it doesn't require Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur. Kach nire. The lo kai, meaning Rava's words of hu she'idu kum Toch Kedei Dibur, lo kai rak adin de edim zomimin. On the din of edim zomimin, de ka'amar ad she'azumu kulam. Okay, he focuses on that din of ad she'azumu kulam that Rav Shimon talks about, that you need at mazim all the edim. In order to carry out the onus kashizam against any of them, you have to mazim all of them. Ubaha kamar. Here is what Rabbi said: Dafke keidu kula b'toch kedei dibur, dezeh havi edus echad. Ubeinon ashiyazumu kula. If they're all testifying within kedei dibur of the previous one, then that's called one edus, And therefore, you can't carry Kashas Zamim out unless you're mazim all of those Edim that were made Tokhti Dibur Shal Chaveira. Avo He'idu Miksasim Tokhti Dibur Miksasim Hachakhti Dibur. If some of the Edim were within each Khti Dibur of the previous ones and some were outside beyond Khti Dibur, Imkain, Havish the Kitos, Vulopi'in Achizim Mukulam. That's what Rava's words are directed at. Avo He'inyan Nimsa Echad Karabo Pasul there. Af im nimtza mehani, mehani. That's how you should be menaked it. Mehani shehi idu lacha kedei dibur. Even if there will be nimtza karva pasu from those that would be have testified lacha kedei dibur, edus and betel. Again, striking that Tosus skipped over the what, the other din of what? Of nidfal. Yeah, Tosus just didn't, he stayed clear of it, seems to say. The Tos is only about whether Zimukulan versus Nimsa Karva Pasul. He was totally silent. Strange thing, but Tosus didn't even acknowledge that that's also something that could be relevant for this. But Maisa Tosus makes this distinction. The din of Kadei Dibur is only relevant for Yizumukulan and not Lugabi Nimsa Karva Pasul. Vim Tomar, Maishna. Now Tosus presses on. Okay. So you have a raya from the Gemara Vayter, the Nimsa Karva Pasul need not be limited to eight to that everybody in this kat was made Tokidei Dibur. Even if there was a gap, but Umaisa, they came Lacha Kidei Dibur, other Aden, and from that second group, when it was a Karva Pasul, everybody is going to be disqualified. Even the group that came before the gap of Kidei Dibur. But what should that be? When it comes to Hazama, so then we say that those who came, once there was a gap of Kidei Dibur between one Haggadah and the other, then you don't, those extra Edom don't have to become Zomin to punish the first set that were all Kidei Dibur of each other. Because they're separate Kitos. Comes Nitzakarbo Pasu, what are we saying? That they're considered to be integrated, even though there'll be a gap in the Haggadah, that's not Haggadah Ke'echad. What's the difference? Very important kash. Let's see carefully Tosus' text. In some of you got eventually to Tosus Abeinu Peretz, how many did? Okay, good. Okay. So you look at it again if you looked at it already, or you'll look at it for the first time if you haven't looked at it yet. Maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't today, but you have to know that what you see there is not what you see here. So be very careful in the lesson, and when you read carefully your Tosus, don't assume Tosus, Mzereshava, Ben Peretz, Tosus, all the same thing. Not. Okay? That's what Tosus says. The Yeshlomar, Shna Ushna. What does that mean, Shna Ushna? It's how different is it, right? It's so different. As follows. The dafka gabi nimsa echad mehem karo v'pasul chashiv kechad edus kishehidu lacha kidei dibur. In other words, when it comes to nimsa karo v'pasul, they're one edus even when there was the gap of kidei dibur. And why is that? Mishum shehem omrim emes. The nimsa karo v'pasul, they're actually talking about what they saw. Just that, one of them is a karo v'pasul. But there was they're saying something that they saw, and they really saw it. The imkain, and if since they're omrim emes, imkain edusan hischil meri'iyah shelahem. Therefore, you can say that their edus has begun from having seen what they testify they saw. Uri'iyah shelahem ha'isa bevas achas im ha'edim hakshirim, and their re'iyah was a unified re'iyah with the kosher edim, so the pasul edim and the kosher edim saw together, and the edus began with the re'iyah because they're telling the truth, and therefore the halacha nimsakar pasul will apply even though the haggadah was not one long haggadah, integrated haggadah. There was a gap, but nevertheless we can say nimsakar pasul edus and betela because the re'iyah was ke'ech. That's all true by Nimsa Karvo Pasul, says Tosus. However, Avu Beidim Zomimim. When it comes to halacha now that we say Achi Azumukulan, so Eidim Zomim by definition, She'enam Omer Memes. What happened here? you're mazin some of the Eidim. So what do you establish when you're mazin them? That they actually could not have been where they said they were. They say they saw something happen, they saw Reuben kill Shimon, but now we know that they didn't see Reuben kill Shimon at that time, at that day. Right? Imanu Hayisa. Comes out that they lied about what they saw. Enam Amun Emes. Im Kein Lo Ba Edusan Elo Kishe Ya'idu Bevezdim. So when is their Edus coming, emerging? When the Haggadah is said in Bevezdim. Now already, we have a different standard in order to view them as one kat. We have to look not at Re'iyah, because the Re'iyah, as far as we're concerned, was non-existent here. Since we have these Edim that were testified Acha K'dei Dibur, lo chashvinan k'chad Edus, they're not viewed as one Edus. K'nira, the abbreviation, you should know what it stands for, or they helped you out on the side. Kenira le Morish Yechya, that happens to be Rabbeinu Peretz. I don't know. But that's what you find throughout Makos. This might be the first reference to it, but you'll see it a lot of times. Morish Yechya. What is this Mahalach that Tosis is suggesting? The difference between the din of Nisakov Pasu and the din of Hazama, because by Nimzakar Vopasso, they're telling the truth. And therefore, the Re'iyah is significant. The Re'iyah is significant. What's Mitzarif then? The Re'iyah. So you can say Nimzakar Vopasso is a Mitzarif. Even if the Haggadah was in separate installments, but the Re'iyah is what can create that unifying status of a Kat, because after all, it begins with Re'iyah, because there was, in fact, a genuine Re'iyah. So therefore, by that Allah Chatosu says, you would not require what Rabbi tells us of Yidukoch that Tokhdei Diva. Masha Enke in the halacha of Hazama Shizum Kulan, where you're establishing that these Edom that you're mazim, that they weren't there. So what's going to create the unifying aspect of this Kat? You can't look at the Re'iyah. There was no real Re'iyah. It never happened. Never saw it. So then you have to look at the Haggadah Bebezdim. You look at the Haggadah Bebezdim, then you're going to have to unify them by virtue of the din of Tokhi Dei Dibur. These are the words of Tosis. Questions so far? Yeah?
I apologize to Rav if maybe this is definition from the previous semester, but what exactly does Tosis mean when he says, Omrim Emes, isn't the whole point of a Karvel Pasul that we're Choshesh on their Emes?
So there's different types of Karvel Pasul. There's a Karvel Pasul. Karvel, for example, is a Psul. Psul is not there. Moshe of Aaron, the Gemara says in Perek Yesh Nochin, with Choshesh, they're not saying the truth. They can't testify together. Moshe of Aaron. It's not about Chashash Meshaker. Karvel is not Chashash Meshaker, the Pashtas. You see, even people who are of greatest integrity can't be made. Pasul, there are all kinds of different Psulim. Not every Pasul is based on Chashash Meshaker. There are some that might be Nogea Be'edus, and emesis we have to know exactly whether it's a Hoshaila, an Achronim, whether maybe we'll get to it, whether the Dinim Nitzah Karvel Pasul Yudus and Vitela applies to a Psul, that the entire definition of the Psul is because of Chash Meshaker, namely Nogea Be'edus. If you have a Kad of Edim, and one of the Edim is a Nogea Be'edus, he has a vested interest in saying what he says. So he has a Chash Meshaker. But that's only because of his negius. There's no one else in the kat that has a negius. So would you say nimsa karva pasuz v'teila on a quote-unquote psul of chash meshaker? So for now, let's just say we're not getting there. We're not going to go there. We don't need to know. Okay. So let's keep things simple for now. So karva pasul is not necessarily chash meshaker. And even if you were to say that it has elements of that, it's not the same thing as hazama. In any case, because Hazama is, we established based on the principle of Hazama that we believe the second pier that you are not there. Here, the Chash Meshaker in some way doesn't mean he wasn't there, means he thought he saw, you know, whatever. It's changing. The Re'iyah could have existed. Here, by definition, Hazama is you were not there, there was no Re'iyah. So even if you will go as far as considering the Psul Chash Meshaker, it's still perhaps very different than Hazama. But this is the distinction Tosus makes. Now, a lot of things to think about. Yeah?
If we say,
okay, try. Don't do that.
Think about Natafo. If we're saying that.
Think about what?
When he's when we say that if it's not Mevas Achas, he could still be dragged after, or even if it is Mevas Achas, he's dragged after, why would he be, like, even according, like, kind of according to the question of the earlier Tosos, if he's dragged after them, isn't it established that he is a Rasha himself? Because he's saying he was with them. We know they weren't there.
He was also lying. So this is not our topic now. Nitzfal is a separate. We discussed Nitzfal and how far it goes. The Book of Yosef, if you remember, said that even if he was not even Huzan, he could get punished. That's even more wild of a Chiddush, and we tried to say a Pshat for that. Let's stay focused on the Pshat of Tosis. The Maharshal makes a very interesting observation. And at first glance, he says this would make a Machlokes Tosis and the Rambam. What would be, based on what Tosis is saying, the distinction Tosis is making between the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasol and the din of Yezumu Kula? What is the nature of Tosis' distinction? That by Nimsa Karvo Pasol, so Re'iyah can unite them because there was a common Re'iyah that unified them. Therefore, even though the Haggadah was not one Haggadah, Ke'echa, there was a gap, but there's still going to be Nimsa Karvo Pasol. However, when it comes to Hazama, the din of Yezumu Kula, which means that you establish somebody wasn't there, so that halacha, Yezumu Kula, would have to depend on being one kat by virtue of the Haggadah Ke'achad by the Haggadah. But now he says a very interesting thing. What if you have a situation that actually is a merger of these two halachas? What do I mean? As follows. We'll soon see the example in the Tosis and Amud Beis in a second. I'll give it to you outside. Suppose you have a kat of Eidim, and the example of Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasol would be, how was he established to be Pasol? Because they found it to be a Zome. Not just Chash Meshaket. We know he wasn't there. You were Mazim, one of the Eidim. You believe the Mazimin, right? So I understand you can't, and let's imagine two of them, face, two out of three, two out of 100. I understand that you can't punish their other ones if they consider one kat, unless they were made, right? That's the din. Unless they were made lacha kedei dibur. If they were kedei dibur, then that one cut, then that's the din. Achisam ukulan, you have to mazmen. Let's say it was an acha kedei dibur. So then you could be punishing these two, right? What about the halacha of Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasol? If one or two of these Eidim of the 100 that testified are found to be Zomim, that's also Nimsa Pasol. So would that disqualify the other 98 Eidim? Now, what did Tosis tell us? That when it comes to Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasol, Adusim Betela, so what did Tosa think in arguing on Rashi? And when it comes to that halacha, so then it doesn't matter whether there was a Haggadah Ke'echad or not. But what's the logic that Tosas gave? Why doesn't it matter? Because there was one common Re'iyah. But if you have a case with the very case of Nimsa Karvo Pasol, what by establishing that he was a Zomim and he wasn't there, then there's no Re'iyah Ke'echad. So it should come out that even Gabi Adina Nimsa Karvo Pasidus Metela, it would only be in that case if there was a joint Haggadah. Because the Chiluk Tosis is making is not between the Din of Nimsa Karvo Pasol per se and Din of Shizim Lukuan per se. It's really a Chiluk of whether it's Nimsa Karvo Pasol versus Hazama. If there was a Hazama, there was no real witnessing. There was no Re'iyah. There's no Re'iyah, then the Tzirut can only come through Haggadah. Therefore, when it comes to Achizumu Kula, where there was no Re'iyah, because he's establishing that these Eidim were not really there, then what creates the bond to say you have to imagine everybody in order to punish anybody? It's only if there was Haggadah as one, Tochi Dei Dibur. Fine. But by the same token, if I have a case of nimsa karvo paso, but how? Through hazama. So once again, I can't use a tzir for ri'iyah because this aid was not there. So the only way I should say that he spoils it for everybody, and he does, because it's also a puzzle, and that's what we'll see on, again, the other Rishonim will argue, but the Rashi and Tosfos both are meduyik. I'm saying it now, you should know, there may be other Rishonim on this issue, but there are Rishonim, Tosfos says mefurish, I'll show you in a second, that the halacha nimsa karvo pasis mitela would even hold for hazama. No, now if you say it holds for hazama, would it hold for hazama to pass of the others, even those who test for lacha kedei dibur? As Tosis would be saying, by nimsa karvo paso, it's even lacha kedei dibur? Or would we say, no, here the svara would dictate otherwise? Here, since the psuah through hazama, then what would be required in order to pass of the rest, if one became a zalmeng, that they had to be made lacha kedei dibur? That's what the mashal initially assumes. Comes that Tosis, even though he's seems to be disputing Rashi and emphasizing that nimsa karvo pasos mitela can actually exist even if it's not a gadda ka'achas, but there is an example of nimsa karvo pasos that would require a gadda ka'achas, namely if the psul was a psul of hazama. Where do I see that Tosis holds that that's also part of nimsa karvo pasos? Take a look on Vava Mibes. In the Tosus de Masko Hereelu Edus Achas. We'll look more carefully at this Mishnah at some point, but soon enough. But just for now, it says that if there are two people looking from one window and two from another window, if they can see each other, so then they're considered to be Edus Achas. Tosus says, Lugabe what are they considered Edus Achas? Shem nimsa echad me'em karvo pasul. What's called that they're mitzuraf in the re'iyah? If nimsa karvo pasul, edus kulam b'teila. Okay. What else is it relevant to? V'chein, im nimsis achas me'en zomemes. So the one cut. If one of them becomes zomemin, ein erogin as yizumu kulan. We'll have to examine this more carefully. But they're one cut, and you need to mazm everybody. Ubetele nami edus kulam bazama achas mehen. This is what I want, these words. Ubetele nami edus kulam bazama achas mehen. Da zama havi. What? Kenimsa echanim karbo pasul. So it's mevuratosis. That if you're mazim part of the cut of Aden, that also creates the din of nimsa karvo pasul. But here, the Mashal says, if you look at the logic what Tosis is presenting us with, here it would seem that the din of nimsa karvo pasul, edusim b'teila, if it was in the form of a hazama, would in fact require us to only view them as one cut to disqualify the others if it was hagada tokidei dibur. Because here you have a case of a re'iyah that wasn't. Because it's hazam. So what's the tzirah? The tzirah is going to be with Haggadah. So let's keep this in the back of our minds, because Ramai said the Rambam disagrees. Now we have to know where the Rambam's coming from and what the Machokis is about. And the Mashal initially thinks Tosfos would argue on the Rambam. Let's shift gears for a minute and talk about Rashi, in defense of Rashi. What could be said in defense of Rashi? Rashi's lashon is l'chol davar. So Rashi is mashma clearly that the din of Rava is about speaking about not just yizum u'kulan, just as much about the din of karvo pasul. And Tosfos couldn't imagine that that would be true. And Tosfos gave the svar that he gave. Okay, so we noted that could be one naskamina, maybe even for Tosfos, nimsa karvo pasul, that you need hagada ke'echad if it was a case of nimsa karvo de hazama. Fine. Could there be another naskamina that maybe Tosfos should have also realized, and Tosfos didn't, that it could be nogea to talk about you need tochidei dibor for the din of nimza karvo pasul, and Tosfos doesn't even acknowledge it. And maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. So the verse I read, the Shagas Aryeh, among other things, I want you to look at where he has Od Nirali, what I gave you to look at. It's an interesting suggestion. And I think this is going to help us try to focus on what Tosfos could have been thinking, in that Tosfos could not have imagined such a simple nafka mina to defend Rashi with. What is his nafka mina? What does he want to say? Od Nirali. Again, what are we trying to figure out? Rashi says l'chol davar. So Rashi requires that to be Haggadah, Tochidei Dibur, one of the other, even insofar as the halacha of Nimsa Karbo Pasul. And Tosfos doesn't agree, except maybe what we just said, maybe that the case was a case of Psul Hazam. Says the Gvur Sari, I'll tell you something very simple. Od Nirali, had the Pirish Rashi, the Inyan Din Karbo Pasul, the Inan, we need the halacha the Rav is teaching us, the Yidu Kur Tochidei Dibur, for a simple example. How about the following case? Bishas Re'iya, he wasn't a Karbo Pasul. Bishas Re'iya, he was Bekashrus. At the time of the Re'iya, he wasn't a relative. He didn't marry into the family. He didn't do the Aveira, the Apostles, and Eidus, whatever it is. He was kosher as an Eid. Bishas Haggadah, he was already Pasul Eidus, he was a Karbo Pasul. Kigon, for example, is in the sugyas in Yeshnochin, other places. Shelo, eight shelo nasachasno v'nasachasno kodem hagada. He married into the family about the person he's testifying about before the hagadas edus, after the riyah. Tchilaso the kashrus, and now sofo v'paskus b'shas hagada. He's a karvel pasul b'shas riyah. He wasn't. But other examples, Hajj Pasuach Bashas Ri'iya, and his Tame Kodim Haggad. Again, he had some Psul Eidos, he became a Summa Pasul Eidos, after the Ri'iya, before the Haggad. The Kahai Gavna, what's the halacha about what we call Tchilaso Bekashrus at the time of Ri'iya? So can he be made or not? Is he a kosher aid? No. The Gemara says in Yishnochin, Kahai Gavna, Eidusam Psula, the Be'inan, Tchilaso. Visofo be kashrus. And here it's chilaso be kashrus, visofo be paslus. In other words, he became pasul, became a karov, and so on, between the re'iya se'edus and the haggadah se'edus. And then such a person can testify. Nope. If that's the case, says the Gvur Sari, a very interesting argument in favor of Rashi, defense of Rashi, and not understanding Tosfos. Vahashta bishas re'iya. At the time of the Ria, he's not in a position to spoil and to mivatu the other edus of the Ksherim, because he was kosher at the time. The Bishas Ria lo haya dying lo karv lo pasul. He was totally kosher then. When does he become a karv lo pasul? When is his psul, his kurva, only begins Bishas Agada? No, so maybe that's exactly why Rava's halacha has every reason to be relevant to not just the din of Yizumu Kulan, but to the din of what? Of Nimsa Karva Pasul. In a namely, an example where he didn't become a Karva Pasul until after the Re'iyah. So now what is going to make him unified in the Kat to spoil it for everybody else? Only Haggadah Tochidei Dibur. And if it were l'haggadah l'achah k'dei dibur, it wouldn't be mitzdarif and it wouldn't pasul. But if let's say he was karv or pasul b'shas v'iya, okay, so Mashu could very well agree to Tosfos. In that case, nimsa karv or pasul b'teila because of the v'iya. So why does Tosfos jump on Rashi so much? What's the big deal? Rashi can say l'chol davar, and Rashi can mean it, and Tosfos shouldn't have a problem with it, because all you have to say is that it's nogeya. This halacha of Rabbah is very relevant for the din nimsa karva pasul. Not in an obscure case where it was nimsa karva de azama, like we said, maybe Tosfos would agree. But even a regular case of karva pasul, but it didn't happen, they became a karva pasul until after the Re'iyah. So the only thing that's going to be able to pasul is his pasul of the Shas HaGadah, not the pasul of the Re'iyah, because he wasn't pasul then. So now we have to establish him to be unified in the Kat at the time of the Haggadah. So we have to have Haggadah, Tokhidei Dibur. It's such a nice, beautiful thought to answer Rashi. Now we have to understand, what was Tosas coming? Why did Tosas not anticipate and think of such a simple solution for Rashi, that would be why Rava's halacha is certainly relevant for Nitzar Karvo Pasul. What are we missing? Yeah?
Perhaps you could say Tosos goes along with his reasoning that when are they viewed as one cat? From the time in which they see the Riyo. When they see the event, they're now viewed as one cat. So from the very fact it becomes possible later on,
Excellent. Say it again for everybody, because it's a big room, or a big amount of people in the room. Yeah, say it louder.
Tosos holds that when they all view the event together, they inherently become a cat at that exact moment. So when one of them then becomes possible later on, he's possible in the entire group. So as soon as one of them comes to testify, the entire group gets possible.
In other words, you don't have to mitzarif them at the time of the Haggadah. Once there was a tzirif of the Re'iyah, even if there wasn't a paslus at the time of the Re'iyah, once there was a tzirif of one kat through the Re'iyah ke'echad, they remain one kat, even if they end up testifying, l'acha k'dei dibur one of the other. So it means that the one cat testified l'achak de'diba, but the unifying aspect of Re'iyah binds them together to the extent that the paslus that only occurred later on will naturally passel everybody else. However, you understand the notion of karma paslus as we discussed yesterday, but whatever the lumdus is, but Tosis took for granted, it doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, the psu has to be b'shas Re'iyah and the paslus b'shas Re'iyah because it was a psu b'shas Re'iyah. And if he doesn't pass b'shas Re'iyah, then the only thing that passes is b'shas Haggadah. No. The shas Re'iyah binds them together as one kat. If they're one kat, they remain one kat. If they're one kat, then even the passes that came into being subsequently would disqualify the rest of the kat. They remain one kat as they were before. The Haggadah ke'echa doesn't separate them. That's obviously what Tosis would have held. It's a gishmak asvara, and it's clear why Tosis wouldn't agree. The lashon of Tosis, I think, was very much indicative of this idea. Look at the lashon of Tosis. How did Tosis present his chiluk? He doesn't say that there's a separate psul of the Re'iyah versus a separate psul of the Haggadah, and if it doesn't pass over the Re'iyah, it can pass over at the Haggadah, if there's a psul at the Haggadah. Tosis' words are very different. Tosis says, when it comes in Mitzvah Karvo Pasul, chashiv kechad edus, even though they may talk achetei dibur mishum she'enom emes v'im kein, you probably will guide by the lashon and get edusan hischel meri'iyah shalem. The edus is beginning from the re'iyah. Uri'iyah shalem haisa b'vasach, it's b'edim aksher. But again, it doesn't mean that they had to be pasul at the time of the re'iyah. But both of you hear what we're saying. The re'iyah was one re'iyah together because it's omer emes. So, therefore, they are one kat, and they remain as such. That's the difference. However, by Edom Zomensh, Edom MS, Lo Ba Edusan Elksha Edo Bezdin. There, the Edus didn't begin until later on. And therefore, you're going to need a Haggadah, Tochne Dibur, to be unified, and we'll gather the dinner using Mokula. So now we want to leave you with a question. Okay, so I think we have a good thought in terms of this direction, that the Re'iyah, Tosis would hold, the Re'iyah connects them as one kat, even if the Haggadah later on would be separated, but that's the din, it's a karva pasul, because the Re'iyah created the status of one kat. Let's think about the following. Very puzzling thing now. In light of what we just said in Tosis, let's come to the Mishnah and Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah makes a distinction between Shnayim Roim Mechalon Zeh, Shnayim Roim Mechalon Zeh. If they can see each other, they can't see each other. Are they Edus Achas? If they can see each other, they're Edus Achas. Can't see each other, they're Shtei Edios. If they stay idio, says the Mishnah, so one becomes a zomemes, so that becomes its own din of kasha zaman because it's separated from the other kat. So huve hein neharagin. Gemara quoted this, if you remember, earlier in Daf Hey. So you have the din that if they stay adios, then you can kill the person by the other virtue of the other cut, and kill the Adam because that's a separate cut. Now, as we noted, what did Tosis tell us? When it talks about whether the Adus Achas or Shtei Adios. So what does the Mishnah say it depends on?
If they saw each other.
If they saw each other or not. Now Tosis also points out, what's the halacha if one of them becomes a memes? So then, they all become batal. Right? Everybody's batal because that's the din in Sakarbo Pasuk. And what else do we see in terms of this issue? If they could be viewed as one kat, if they saw each other, then what's the halacha? You say Achi Yazumu Kula, right? Right. Then what? Then you need to imagine everybody. The halacha Achi Yazumu Kula requires what, according to Rav and Amir Aleph? That they all have to be neid. Tochidei Dibur. Okay, so that means in the stomach we have to be talking about a case like that. Otherwise, you couldn't say the one kat, and meaning you can't carry out onus kashzama against some without the others. What do you mean? Why are the others going to hold hostage what we do to the first? Because obviously it had to be agada ke'echa. So obviously the case of the Mishnah would be defined as a case of agada tochidei dibur, right? With me so far? Again. The Mishnah says, if the Eidus Achas, or not Eidus Achas, we got to be what Halacha? One Nafkamina is, Tosis points out, if you have to be Mazen everybody in order to kill anybody. So if you want to say the all one cut to the Gabi the Halacha, Zumukulan, the assumption is they all testified, Tochidei Dibur. Now I ask you. And if they testify Tochidei Dibur, and what does it say if they don't see each other? Then what? The two groups. See each other. Who's talking about seeing each other? There's omemes. You found them to be zom. So what does it mean? What's the relevance of seeing each other or not seeing each other? The whole relevance is their false story. So how does the issue of seeing each other or not seeing each other going to play a role in terms of saying that if they didn't see each other, meaning what? In their story. But the Haggadah was ke'echad. Just let it sink in. The Haggadah was ke'echad, and they didn't see each other. But what does it mean they didn't see each other? The whole thing is all a figment of, you know, their imagination that they're telling us they didn't see each other. And yet the Mishnah is distinguishing between that and whether they did see each other. So now this seems to go against what we just see in our Tosis. The Tosis says that the issue of Hazama has to all be predicated on Haggadah ke'echad and not about Re'iyah, because there was no Re'iyah. So here you have in this very Mishnah, Gavi the Halacha of Yazumu Kulan, that it's relevant to say whether the Haggadah, whether Re'iyah was there or not. But what Re'iyah? The Re'iyah is only what they're telling us, what they saw, from one window, two windows, that they see each other. So you see here that there is some relevance. How are we going to put this together with what we see now from the Tosis here? We have to think about this question, and then the Rambam, the Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah, and what differentiates the Machokas possibly from Tosis and the Rambam.